We already have some telling signs about who will succeed in the fall TV season. Last year in 2013, more than 50% of new shows that debuted in the fall were canceled. Our TV critic Eric Deggans is scoping out which shows may fail or succeed this year. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
This is starting to sound like a reality TV show. Are they going to survive?
20 shows enter and only 10 leave.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Yes. Or
fewer than 10. Fewer than 10, maybe. So who's doing well?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest mysteries of this fall is why some of the worst-reviewed shows of the season are doing relatively well.
Hmm.
Now, I'm talking about shows like NBC's Mysteries of Laura, CBS's NCIS New Orleans, and another CBS show that so many critics hated about a police unit that tracks stalkers that's called, well, it's called Stalker. So let's hear a little bit of that.
She's been hiding from someone.
In the bathroom, she has a clear shower curtain so no one can hide behind it. She sleeps on the left side of the bed, facing the door.
To watch for a shadow.
He likes the journey. He doesn't want it to end. Why kill her?
I don't know yet, but I impressed you a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah, a drama that doubles as a how-to manual for stalkers. Like, what's not to like about that? So I think these shows have done well because time slots still matter on network television. Now, I know we live in a TV world where people watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it, but NCIS New Orleans airs right after one of the highest-rated shows on TV, the Mothership series NCIS. And Stalker is a creepy crime drama that airs right after another successful creepy crime drama on Wednesdays, Criminal Minds. And Mysteries of Laura fits right into this night of cop action on Wednesdays on NBC, including Law & Order SVU and Chicago PD.
Although, are there some people who are managing to succeed with programs the critics liked?
Yeah, you know, a lot of new shows with ethnic diversity seem to be clicking. ABC's comedy about an upper-middle-class family called Blackish is holding almost all the audience from Modern Family, and it got picked up for a full season. And How to Get Away with Murder, which is only the second network TV drama to star a black woman as the sole lead in 40 years, is doing great ratings, airing behind Scandal on Thursday nights.
Now, what's not working?
Well, it turns out that today's TV audiences don't like rom-coms. Now, romantic comedies have also been failing at the box office, and they're struggling on network TV, including shows like Manhattan Love Story and Selfie on ABC. And NBC's got this story about a couple who meet kind of cute called A to Z. So let's check out a scene from that.
May I ask what it is that you do?
I am a lawyer. I do pro bono work for an otherwise sinister white-collar firm.
I gotta tell you, I am pro bono.
That's the kind of material that gets you some of the lowest premiere ratings for a new fall show that we've seen. So the other loser that we've seen so far is Fox. Their reality TV show Utopia was supposed to show a bunch of people building a new society over a year, but awful ratings forced Fox to move that show to Fridays, where TV shows go to die. They also have a new Sunday comedy called Mulaney that got pegged as a Seinfeld ripoff and got some of the worst ratings of a new fall show. And its new drama about sick high school kids called Red Band Societies also struggling. The only thing that's working for them is this Batman-inspired series called Gotham, so I'm suggesting maybe they just fire up the bat signal and maybe get some help for the rest of their schedule during the week.
Eric, always a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
That's NPR's Eric Deggans.